A handicapped suicide bomber sent by Tamil Tiger rebels to assassinate a cabinet minister blew herself up at Sri Lanka's social services ministry in the heart of the capital, Colombo, today, killing a government employee and injuring two others. It was the first suicide bomb attack in the war-torn country. Meanwhile, a second explosion today shook a residential quarter in Colombo, killing 16 people. Director of the Sri Lankan National Peace Council is Jehan Pereira. He says Colombo is not usually the target of attacks.
This suicide bombing, very unfortunately, very tragically, it took place at a ministry which has been situated next to a school. So all the school children and their parents were in absolute panic after the news of the suicide attack, which shows the irresponsibility both of the LTTE in launching such an attack next to a school, and also of the government to place a very high-risk ministry with a high-risk minister who's been targeted before by the LTTE right next to a school. But in Colombo, life for most people is relatively secure and normal, especially if you are not a Tamil. In the north and east of the country, where military confrontations on a regular basis are taking place between the government and LTTE, the situation is absolutely appalling. There is a very high presence of armed persons in the north and east, and this has led to a climate of absolute anarchy, where people don't know who is killing whom. There's hardly any development taking place. The government claims that the newly liberated areas, as the government calls it, of the east, are being developed, but there is nothing really visible to the eye, and that makes sense because the government is spending most of its available money on for defense purposes.